Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. Vermont shares two large lakes with Quebec, and while the focus of the health of Lake Champlain has long been a major area of concern, there's also a group who spent years worrying about the well-being of Lake Memphremagog. Memphremagog Conservation has been patrolling the lake for 46 years. The nonprofit organization has 1,200 members, a volunteer board, and three paid patrollers who spend the summer on the lake. VPR's Rick Singeri recently spent time on Lake Memphremagog with Catherine Raw, who explains the conservation group's work and their findings.
We survey the lake. We do tests for the water quality and the health of the lake, as well as the tributaries that come into the lake to see what's the water quality of these tributaries. And we do also some association with the municipality of Magog and a small development of called Villa de Lance. And we do the test for the water quality of the swimming area. So that's majorly what we do, but there are some of the tests are more specific. I love the environment, and I think it's really important to preserve it. Notably the lake, because it's drinkable water for mostly 170,000 people. So it's really important to keep it healthy and drinkable.
Tell me what a typical day out on the lake is like for you.
On a day where we have no test to do, we patrol the lake. So we navigate near the shorelines and see if there are any infractions or anything that is suspicious.
Explain what you mean by infractions or something suspicious. What would kind of raise your suspicions as you're out here on the lake?
If we see someone mowing the lawn near the shorelines, and we see that maybe the 10-meter or the 5-meter, depending on the area of the lake, is not respected. Any constructions that does not contain any permit showing, or anything that doesn't have any barrier for sediments, anything that can bring up some sediments in the lake. We take pictures and we send it to the inspector in questions that will make the follow-up of it.
Just overall, not talking about the health of the lake, but just paint a picture of Lake Memphremagog for people who don't come here often or don't know the lake very well.
Well, it's a beautiful lake and it's a big lake, so it's fun to be on it. If you want to do some water activity or just be there to enjoy the sun, it's a beautiful lake to do it. Because it's big, so you won't necessarily have someone just right by your side instead if you do not go in the bays. Elsewhere in the lake, it's really calm, and you can be at peace with yourself, not being disturbed, and that's what makes it beautiful, and that's what we want to keep it. We want to keep it that way.
How would you assess the overall health of Lake Memphremagog? Where do you see areas of concerns on the lake?
There are some areas of concern, notably the Fitch Bay. It's aging really fast because there's a lot of sediments over there. But generally, the lake is called the adolescent. It could be called an adolescent, but it should be a children. So the lake is aging really fast, and this is caused by the urbanization, so the human living around the lake and having some activities on the lake and around the lake, like agriculture and anything like that. So we want to prevent the aging of the lake that is really too fast by making some recommendation for the shorelines, which should be done in Vermont, by testing the water quality to see if the nutrients in it is making the lake age too fast.
Catherine, explain to me what we're seeing here as we float by home site.
Well, we see that about 75 trees has been cut in the shoreline, and that the trees were on a rock. So the roots have made their way through the years in the rock and were preventing erosion. And now that they have been cut, it's going to cause some consequences to the lake, to the health of the lake, and can brought up some new problems in the lake in this particular area, such as blue-green algae or cyanobacteria, as we call them, and a lot of more sediments will be brought up in the lake because the roots are not there to absorb them, and the sediments can bring up some new nutrients that all the aquatic plants and the algae are going to use to expand and bloom.
Are there laws in Quebec that prevent what we're seeing here?
Yes, they are. You have to keep a minimal of 10 meters of natural shorelines, particularly in this area in the municipality of Austin. But around the lake, it's 5 meters. So the tree cutting was illegal, and he got a fine of about $15,000, which is not enough, we think. So he paid himself a view. And we would say that if the fine was like $1,000 a tree, it would have been $50,000. So it would be more of a shock for him than just $15,000.
Do you see a lot of this kind of development happening on Lake Memphremagog?
This is the first in the many years since the reglementation for the shorelines have been in place in 2009. But there are some other infraction that we can see. Some big infrastructure are being built in the littoral of the lake, so directly in the water, which can be bringing up water temperature higher, and this can lead to cyanobacteria and blue-green algae, and et cetera, et cetera.
How do the laws of Quebec regarding removing trees along the lakeshore differ from those of Vermont?
Well, in Vermont, there are no legislation for the shoreline, so you can do whatever you want in the shoreline, which is not good because the shoreline is really important for guarding the sediments from going in the water. And the sediment is the nutrient of all the problems that we see in the lake, such as the cyanobacteria that I've been talking about. And it's causing also the eutrophization, so the aging of the lake.
Now, with what we're seeing here, with the removal of these types of trees, how does it get reported? Is this your job? Is this what you come out to do?
Well, when it happened, we were on the lake because it happened during the spring, and the boat wasn't in the water, so we weren't doing our job. But the neighbor saw it and reported to the municipality, and then the municipality acted. But in the summer, if we see anything like that or anything else that is suspicious, we are the ones that call the inspector and the municipality and report it, and they are then acting and doing it their job. It's going to be really hard for them to replant any trees if there are an obligation from the court to do it, because it's on the rock. And as you can see, the roots have made their way, so we're not going to be able to see big trees like they used to be really soon. It's going to be small bushes and anything that doesn't have any big roots. So it's sad. Yeah.
You've been here 3 years. So from you probably finished patrolling last fall. You're just out on the lake again a couple weeks now. Has there been any noticeable difference between when you last patrolled at the end of last year, the beginning of this year?
The major differences that we saw was the construction of two major boathouses, as we call them. And what is disturbing us is the fact that they are constructing right on the water. So some cement pillars have been built directly in the littoral of the lake. And this will lead to water temperature higher, which can lead to blooming of the cyanobacteria, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a problem after problem. It's a réaction en chaîne, as we call it in French, chain reaction. So, yeah, it's disturbing because they were not supposed to get the permit to do it. So that's why we're so frustrated about it, because they did get the permit to do it, which they shouldn't have. So there's like a link that wasn't made somewhere in the municipalities. And we're trying to dig deeper to see what happened and why they did get the permit to do it. But since 2010, because my first year was in 2010, I saw a big improvement in the shoreline restrictions. In 2010, there were a lot of properties that did not have the shoreline naturally done. And now only, I would say that only 10% of the properties still needs to work on it. So it's a really big improvement compared to 2010. So in 3 years, a lot of improvement have been done. So it's a good sign. And we need to still go in that direction.